I cannot get you precise answers right now. We are disbursing about between $400 and $500 million a year, and that would increase if governance improves, and go down over time if governance does not improve. I cannot tell you precise numbers now because management will have to determine in light of the circumstances.
Now, what sphere of Ethiopia's economy do you foresee affected if and when such cuts may be implemented, however, whatever their size, to be implemented by the bank?
I think the areas that will be affected first will be the operations where government has most discretion, such as budget support, for example. Those that would be least affected would be those that go much more directly to the poor, such as the support for safety net or rural roads, for example.
It's interesting you noted that, because one common concern among many people is that development assistance cuts, such as the ones being contemplated by your agency, is that instead of the government being targeted, average citizens who are most in need of assistance end up suffering. Now, if the bank were to implement cuts, are there mechanisms to ensure that such cuts are targeted and not end up punishing citizens who may already be victims of governmental policies?
You are putting your finger really on the most important issue. We have to ensure that the poor are not hurt by the current circumstances, which is why we are really trying to insulate all our programs from political and partisan manipulation to ensure that they reach the poor. The more we can do that, the more immune the program would be, and the less the poor would be affected by these developments. And that's what we are working very hard on right now, together with our other development partners.
Mr. Diwan, if in fact cuts were to take place at some point, say in the near future, would such cuts be a one-time deal or maybe the first of a series of cuts on an incremental basis?
You know, maybe it's not right to speak about cuts. What we should speak about is the level of aid. And every year, we calculate the level of aid to a country at the World Bank in a very disciplined manner, as a function of the number of people, the population, the depth of the poverty, and the quality of the policy. And we measure that every year. And we have a formula that links these and delivers the amount of aid. And so every year it will be adjusted in relation to these three variables.